First Baptist Church of Athens offers daily devotions for the Lenten journey. These are personal stories given by members and come from their personal life and journey in faith. Real people sharing their joys and sorrows, doubts and convictions, fears, hopes, and gratitude. As you make your personal journey and choices during Lent, we hope their insights will bring you inspiration, encouragement, and discovery. The devotion today for day 27 of our Lenten journey is given by Susan Green. Allow for the music to free your mind and open your heart to listen for God.
Change is hard. Many of us declare that we don't like change. Change, though, is inevitable in this life. One day in September 2020, I was given a big clue that big change was coming my way. My brother Eric, who lives 2 hours from me and very close to our parents, sent me a text in the middle of my school day. It read, "Mom had a bad night. She called 911. Asking for someone to take her home to Alabama." Mama hadn't lived in Alabama since 1961. I knew right then that I had to do something. Neither Eric nor Daddy could shoulder Mama's dementia by themselves. As I read of Jesus' last journey to Jerusalem in the book of Luke, I likened my journey to his. Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. He made a plan and with intention carried it out. Soon after that September day, and after much prayer with God and many conversations with Ken and some members of our disciples' Sunday school class, I resolutely made a plan to quit my job. I had been a Georgia public school teacher since 1997. I was vested but didn't have the 30 years of teaching under my belt, nor the 60 years of life that are required to draw Georgia teachers' retirement benefits. I knew that our income would take a serious hit, but I was determined. After telling my coworkers and principal about my decision and saying goodbye to all those years in tiny chairs and on the floor with 4- and 5-year-olds, I felt joyful and triumphant. It wasn't until school started again in August and my paychecks quit coming that the change I was feeling became real. Change is hard because it brings with it emotions, and sometimes those emotions are negative. As I continued on this new journey, I felt some of the emotions Jesus felt as he journeyed to the cross. I felt sadness because so much of my identity as a person was wrapped up in being a teacher. I missed my students and school family. Watching my mother's memory and personality decline was truly heartbreaking. Enduring with my daddy the gradual loss of his closest companion was so incredibly sad. I felt fear. I was afraid that we would not be able to afford to live as we were accustomed to. I was afraid for the health of my daddy, as the stress of caring for Mama all day and all night was unbearable. I was afraid that this chapter in our lives would never end, and I was afraid it would end before I was ready. I felt anger. I was angry that the devastating disease of Alzheimer's was taking my mother from me, a piece at a time. I was mad at myself for letting myself get irritated at her questions and actions. I was mad at the pandemic for isolating us when we needed other people the most, and for making everything so much more difficult. In order to try to negate some of these negative emotions, I decided to make a few smaller changes. I started substitute teaching at my old school and at some other schools nearby. This gave me an opportunity to be with people I know, adults and kids, and gave me some income while still affording me the time to spend with my parents. God placed an old friend in my path at a seemingly random time and place. Shannon recommended that we look into getting a hospice referral for Mama. Hospice brought about some very positive changes in all of our lives. Soon after we had found a memory care facility for Mama, I was offered a 49% job teaching English to speakers of other languages. I had an ESOL endorsement for 10 years, but had never had an opportunity to use it. This job gave me connections to new students and colleagues. It also gave me the income to loosen my unwarranted fear of poverty. It became a way to graduate out of my teaching career. The ups and downs, progress and setbacks of the last 3.5 years have taught me that one's faith journey is rarely, if ever, a linear process. Luke 19:47 says that toward the end of Jesus' journey to the cross, he taught daily in the temple. He settled into a routine. Much of our life journey, as well as our faith journey, can be classified as routine. This may sound dull and boring, but the opposite of routine is change, and I've already expressed my dislike of that. So which is better, change or routine? Neither. Both are necessary in this life and on our faith journey. My struggle is to be open to and welcome both. Both provide opportunities for growth and closer fellowship with God. Please pray with me. Father, as Jesus experienced changes and emotions when he walked on this earth, we know that we will experience them too. Help us to be open to the changes before us and to learn from them. Amen.